This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman, as we take a look at how consumers plan to spend as we, I was just talking about the great weather, but believe it or not, we are kind of starting to enter the holiday shopping season. Ted, it's tough for us to talk about holiday shopping right now when the weather's so nice.
Yeah, we just started football season, but we're talking about holiday shopping. Believe it or not, 1 in 8 early birds already started before the end of August. Another 1 in 8 are going to start this month. Next month is really where holiday shopping starts in earnest. Early October is when we're expecting events like Target Circle Week, Amazon Prime Day. Walmart does a big holiday deals event, usually in early October. All told, half of holiday shoppers are going to kick off before the end of October.
And what are you hearing from shoppers that you've surveyed about what they intend to spend or cut back on this year?
People are concerned. We see about 4 in 10 are concerned that prices are going to be higher this year. Some of that is all the cumulative inflation we've already seen, the fact that prices have risen 25% on average since the beginning of 2021. Tariff concerns are weighing on people as well. To be fair, we haven't really seen the big price jumps that we were expecting. A lot of retailers are absorbing those higher costs as, you know, cuts into their profit margins. Also, a lot of them acquired these goods pre-tariff, and they're still spending down those inventories. So kind of so far, mostly so good on that front. It's weighing on sentiment more than it's showing up in the actual data right now. In terms of those planning to spend more or less or about the same, it's roughly a third. We see a very mixed bag there. Overall, I think it's going to be an okay shopping season for retailers. Probably like the last few years, we'll see some modest growth, maybe more or less in line with inflation, something like 3% over last year. It's not going to be a blockbuster, but it's not going to be a disaster either. They'll probably have to offer some discounts to get people excited. Ultimately, that's good for consumers.
You looked at a lot of different aspects of shopping and the way consumers are spending. The one that maybe surprised me, Ted, debit cards are the most popular payment methods for holiday shoppers. 61% of people say they'll use them for at least some purchases. I've always been of the school that you basically never use your debit card to not put your information out there, you know, put it on the credit card and then pay it off every single month. But why are debit cards so popular?
Many people like the fact that they're not taking on debt, that this is money they already have. It's coming right out of their checking account. There can be an access to credit piece as well. It has gotten harder to access credit, especially for young adults or people with lower credit scores, lower incomes. I think the best approach is to use credit like debit. You pay in full, avoid interest. Just over half of credit card holders do that every month. As long as you're avoiding these high credit card interest rates, credit cards have other advantages. They have better rewards programs than debit cards. They have better buyer protections, everything from fraud resolution to purchase protection, extended warranties. Many credit cards will give you things like free ShopRunner memberships, and you get free shipping and free returns. And credit cards have a lot of perks. They have one big drawback, which is that interest rate. That's the thing you need to be careful about. And that's where the early start can help you. You still have 7 or 8 paychecks between now and the end of the year. Set money aside from each of them. Build that holiday fund. Don't go into credit card debt.
You know, Ted, there's one thing that I've always been interested in. It's gift cards. I think there are a lot of people out there that have a pile of them. Do you have any idea how much money is tied up in unused gift cards?
The average American has a couple $100 tied up in gift cards, which is unfortunate. That's part of the advice, is dig around, find these cards, use them. The holidays are actually a great time to use gift cards, because even if you don't like the store, and maybe that's why it's been languishing, you're like, I don't know, what am I going to do with this? Someone on your gift list would probably like the card itself or merchandise from that store. So be intentional about it. Maybe put a reminder in your calendar, like, oh yeah, I found that gift card. Let me buy so-and-so's Christmas present with that. You don't want to just let it sit around forever, because sometimes gift cards expire, or we lose them, or the store goes out of business. It's important to actually get value from them. And when you're giving gift cards, try to be intentional about, okay, what is this recipient like? What are they going to use? Make sure that it's a practical gift. People like gift cards. The National Retail Federation always seems to find their number one or number two on the most given and most requested gifts. So it's not that we don't like them. It's that sometimes we forget about them, or we're just not as targeted as we could be when giving and receiving.
Gotta admit, the gift card is fun. It's like, here's some money, but you have to spend it somewhere you don't need to. That's I'm like, all right, I can get on board with that. What about some of these things we've seen explode over the past few years, the Klarna, the buy now, pay later services?
They've been growing double digits every holiday season in recent years, and that is an important part now of the holiday shopping ecosystem. It's still debt, though. Just like we were saying, credit cards have a downside. Buy now, pay later sometimes encourages overspending. Some of these plans do have interest rates now, especially the ones longer than 6 weeks. You can still get 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks. But if you're stretching it out over 6 months or a year, that probably does have an interest rate attached to it. You just need to be mindful of that total cost. Sometimes we kind of trick ourselves that you only look at the installments and not the total cost. A lot of these plans are due every 2 weeks. That's a different billing cycle than we're used to with most of our household bills. So it can kind of sneak up on you. Buy now, pay later can work as a viable way to spread out your cash flow. But you do need to be mindful of that total cost and just make sure it fits into the budget, which gets back to, even if you're not ready to start buying things yet, sketch out a budget, figure out who you're going to be buying for, and set money aside so that you're not going into debt.
Hey, Ted, always great to hear from you. Thanks so much. Really interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.